Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, April 13. Coming up, Prime Minister to hold bilateral talks during current working trip overseas. SRC opens Innovation Lab for entrepreneurs, and Santa Cruz Health Center benefits from $2 million equipment donation. The news in detail after the break.
Motorist, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is set to meet with Queen Elizabeth II and British Prime Minister Theresa May as part of an intense working trip overseas. Mr. Holness left the island on Thursday to hold bilateral talks with key partners, as well as participate in the Summit of the Americas and Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. The Prime Minister's first stop is Lima, Peru, where he'll deliver a speech at the Business Forum of the Summit of the Americas, ahead of bilateral discussions with the President of the Republic of Chile, Sebastián Piñera. During the summit in Peru, Prime Minister Holness and other Caribbean leaders will also meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. On Saturday, Prime Minister Holness will leave Peru for Brussels, Belgium, where he will address a special session of the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Committee of Ambassadors and meet with President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. The Prime Minister will also use the opportunity to meet with the Jamaican community in Brussels, Antwerp and Paris before moving on to the Commonwealth Summit in England. While in London, the Prime Minister is also expected to hold bilateral discussions with the Prince of Wales. Prime Minister Holness will return to Jamaica on April 21. During his absence, Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang will be in charge of the government. The Scientific Research Council, SRC, has launched an innovation lab at its Hope Gardens complex in St. Andrew. Named the Science Resource Center and Innovation Laboratory, the facility caters to climate-smart startups across the Caribbean, working in areas such as renewable energy, sustainable agribusiness, and water waste management. The first of its kind in the region, the lab is managed by the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center, CCIC, with funding from the Government of Canada through the World Bank and the SRC. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the opening of the lab is in keeping with the government's thrust to develop and nurture new companies with a focus on technology.
We want to see our people move from being just mere consumers of technology to becoming innovators of technology. And this lab provides that opportunity to create that ecosystem that will facilitate our citizens to express themselves.
Mr. Wheatley was speaking at the official opening of the center earlier this week. In the meantime, Jamaica is among three Caribbean islands set to benefit from a four-year initiative to assist the country to invest in ecosystems that reduce its risk of climate-related disasters. The Resilient Islands by Design project, which runs from 2017 to 2021, is being executed with funding from Germany, partly in response to the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Both hurricanes resulted in $150 billion US dollars worth of economic losses in 2017. Minister without portfolio in the Economic Growth and Job Creation Ministry, Daryl Vaz, says Jamaica stands to benefit greatly under the initiative.
I believe this hands-on approach is best as it will help the targeted communities to think, plan, and act to ensure resilience and to position themselves to seize opportunities to integrate climate considerations into their communities, businesses, and lives in a transformative way.
The project is being led by international organizations Nature Conservancy and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in the Dominican Republic and Grenada. And the Santa Cruz Health Center of Excellence in St. Elizabeth can now provide enhanced services to patients, having received new medical equipment from the government. The equipment, valued at $2 million, was provided through the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Division, PSTMD, in the Office of the Cabinet. Principal Director of the Modernization Implementation Unit in the PSTMD, Wayne Robertson, says the unit will continue to strengthen public institutions to make them more efficient at service delivery.
We're seeking to revolutionize customer service in Jamaica, which is why we have revamped the program. We are developing a policy, which is called a service excellence policy. And we're also we have mandated ministries to develop customer service improvement plans.
The policy is expected to be developed by December this year and will set out the mandates of public sector institutions. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.